It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I can guarantee you, Lee, that if Donald Trump had picked somebody who was a fan of the FBI, somebody like Tim Scott, who has never said a word about lawfare as Trump has been dragged through multiple cases. Somebody like that. Somebody who was on the plan in the program to run the DOJ. There'd be no screaming. There'd be no yelling whatsoever. If Trump had picked some guy from Fox News with a history of eloquent monologues in favor of spending another $100 billion untraceably in Ukraine, as John Thune voted to do in the Senate. The right thing to do, Lee, is when you have a bill in front of you that would actually was actually part of one that it was a writer that would actually force accountability for the money spent in Ukraine. In other words, we would investigate where it goes. John Thune, like a good boy, votes no. So if there were other good boys who wanted to take over, say, the military, and they had voted that way but didn't have a lot of experience, the swamp would be celebrating right now the brilliant pick of Donald Trump. But they're not.
No.
Which tells you every one of these picks is the right pick. It is. So, very interesting. I wanted to do an Exhibit A real quick and get you to react to it. And I have played so many Gates clips over the years, Matt Gates clips. It was hard to pick which one is my favorite.
Yeah.
It really was. I just was having so much fun sitting here listening to this overnight. Like, oh my gosh, that guy's awesome. The deep state came for Matt Gates because Matt Gates came for the deep state first. It's been going on for years. This is him going after Christopher Wray. And in the beginning, he's reading from Hunter Biden's texts where Hunter Biden is illegally shaking down the Chinese Communist Party members for illegal cash, which, of course, Hunter did neglect to report to the IRS, which is money laundering, and said Joe Biden was sitting right next to him and asking Christopher Wray to his face, why are you protecting the Bidens? No one speaks to the deep state this way. Matt Gaetz is one of the few who does.
I'm sitting here with my father. I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Sounds like a shakedown, doesn't it, Director?
I'm not going to get into commenting on that.
You seem deeply uncurious about it, don't you? Almost suspiciously uncurious. Are you protecting the Bidens?
Absolutely not. The FBI
You won't answer the question about whether or not that's a shakedown, and everybody knows why you won't answer it. Because to the millions of people who will see this, they know it is. And your inability to acknowledge that is deeply revealing about you. But let's go.
Ouch.
Yeah. And this is, I mean, this has been going on for years. Yeah. He's written them so many demand letters. He has been on top of all of this lawfare. And kind of in the middle of it was when the Department of Justice let slip that they were investigating him for drug use and human trafficking of underage girls. And maybe some not underage girls too. Hard to say. That happened right in the middle of or going into one of his primaries in Florida. They figured they'd take him out, shut him up, everything would be great. Kevin McCarthy piled on and made sure that the opponent had plenty of money, as it goes in the swamp. Well, the voters were not fooled. They did not care that the DOJ let it be known they were investigating him for this. They tarred him really well. And he won. And then the investigation was closed without a charge.
Yeah. And to me, that's the key. There's no charges here.
Right. And so, look, if they have something, put it out there.
Please.
But they never have because they never did. They tried to stop him because of that. That's a small sample. And the guy has been relentless over the years going after the deep state. He's also been relentless in going after Kevin McCarthy, who then recycled those charges of sex trafficking and all that stuff into an ethics complaint. So when somebody files that on you, the investigation goes forward. It doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. You know, Tara Servais laundered $1 million for Vladimir Putin. Once you file it, they investigate. And it's been going on for a while.
As long as you're a member of Congress.
Right, right. I mean, assuming I was a member of Congress.
But I'm talking about him because he has resigned.
Right. That came from Kevin McCarthy, who he got kicked out of office and ran quite a campaign for a while to get rid of.
Yeah.
That is beef between him and Kevin McCarthy. Again, these charges have never been proved. So Donald Trump chose, once again, a victim of the deep state to run it. That is the pattern with all of these appointments so far. At the rate he's going, I'm anticipating Kash Patel for head of the FBI at the rate we're going here. Because each one of these is like this. And so when you see Matt Gaetz, he is somebody, when you listen to all this, I'm going to play some more of it, you can see where the deep state leaked that investigation that never went anywhere with it. You can see why Trump would trust him to go in there and clean it out.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Because Trump has been a victim, most especially of the deep state.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm not saying something on Matt Gaetz isn't going to surface, but again, I'd be surprised if something on Matt Gaetz surfaces because they would have used it on him.
You would think that they would.
Right.
At some point, as many enemies as he has made on Capitol Hill, you would think that enemies both on the left and the right would have used that by now to get him out of there.
The screaming that you are hearing is for one reason, one reason alone. They know he will try. I don't know if he'll succeed, but they know he will try to clean up the deep state. They know he will try to clean up the Department of Justice that went after him. And they're afraid. They're all very afraid, and they don't want that because they're either deep state or they're afraid to draw the ire of the deep state. And that's what's going on right now. And, you know, I don't remember this kind of yowling. Trump tried to do it their way the first time. He appointed everybody on the list that John Thune and Mitch McConnell gave him. And that's what they did. They said, look, here are the list of who will be acceptable to us. But don't worry, they're good guys. They were Christopher Wray, disaster.
Yeah.
Bill Barr, bigger disaster. Bill Barr covered up Hunter Biden's crimes. He hid them from Congress deliberately and then gave an interview about it after the election. He knew they were crimes. He said he didn't want to put his finger on the scale of felonies, money laundering, and taking money from our worst enemy on earth. Yeah, he's deep state too. Trump appointed all their people. He tried to do it their way. And the second these people went into the DOJ and into the FBI, they began trying to imprison Donald Trump. This is Trump saying no more. And you know what this is, Lee? This is shock. Because they thought it was going to be like last time. Well, he's going to talk a lot of smack on the campaign trail about cleaning his place out. But he did that when he was in office and he didn't clean it out.
Yeah.
What you're watching is them come to terms with the fact that what he was saying on the campaign trail, he actually meant. And they're not happy.
Nope. And they have reason not to be happy.
No. In fact, my favorite quote so far about Pete Hegseth is from Politico. And they're losing their minds over at Politico because they basically want to put a glorified weapons broker at the top of the Pentagon. Like, you know, somebody who's done work for all the
right
contractors or lobbied for them.
Raytheon.
Yes. Those people.
Yeah.
Someone who gets it in their world.
Yeah.
Gets the need for war. Here's a line from the Politico article. It quoted an anonymous defense industry lobbyist. Someone whose entire job is to bilk the taxpayers of billions of dollars, as saying, who the blank is this guy about Pete Hegseth? And that's because his number's not in their Rolodexes.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is kind of, if you think about it, an interesting tactically. And I want to see what you want, what you think about this. His only hope, because you want to talk about the money tree, okay? The money tree is big tech for donations. Yeah. And number two is military. That's the money tree. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be very hard to get somebody who doesn't want to launder money through Ukraine with no oversight, no accountability through the Senate. It just is. It's going to be hard to get somebody who isn't a lobbyist or somehow connected to the money that the politicians get. Because right now, I'm telling you, the lobbyists are calling up and going, no way. And what Trump did was went, okay, the best shot I've got is to appoint somebody who has no record. Other than military
yeah,
service.
Right, yeah.
Nonprofit. Okay, cool. Helped veterans and their families. Good. But no real record. That is his best shot of getting Pete Hegseth through the absolute corruption, particularly militarily, of the swamp. In other words, there's no derogatory information. Go ahead.
And then if they reject him, then he can hold them responsible yes. for saying, look, here's a nice average American guy who has military service, who has served his country, who agrees with me on policy. This is my pick. And these guys rejected him. These senators, I should say, not just guys, but women, too, have rejected him. And then I would point that out and say, and why? Why did you reject him? And make them explain it.
In what world did you think that a guy who railed on the campaign trail against endless war was going to appoint somebody who was for endless war?
Well, if he'd been a Democrat, that's what they would do. They would campaign on one thing and do another. But and many Republicans have done the same. But Donald Trump's not your average Republican.
You could tell the Pete Hegseth thing has really put them off balance. They're going after Gates because they're very afraid, but they don't quite know how to take Pete apart yet.
Yeah, that one is going to be tough.
Yeah.
Gates is a little bit different situation, but, you know, Pete Hegseth is going to be a much more difficult nut to crack, so to speak.
Right. And this is Trump signaling, you could try, but I'm not appointing, you know, your Defense Department lobbyists. Yeah. We're not doing that this time. And they're not dealing well. And the yowling is only going to get louder and, quite frankly, more hilarious as we go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.